Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we deliver delicious craft pizzas with Patrick DePula. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's just a few minutes away from recreating 1968 on Mifflin Street, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Sarah Nix, what's on your mind today?
Not much. The sun came out for once.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, it's amazing. I agree.
I know. That was so weird. People were shooting at it. You know, what was it? And there's a mongoose came and swallowed it again. Then it was all over, back to normal. Still cloudy. Yes. How are you? Pretty good, man? Got a nice crowd here today. Who traveled the farthest to get here?
Nobody.
Who traveled the shortest to get? Does anyone like live in the lobby here? Or, you know, where are you from? Yes. For where? So is that farthest or the nearest then? The nearest? Okay. Can we come over afterwards? And we're gonna stop on the way, you know, to the riot, Mifflin riot. We can stop at your place first. You got some beers or something?
Funny brownies?
Do you have funny brownies? Where do you live? Within walking distance? Because I don't want to operate any heavy machinery. Well, you know, each week at this time, I read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Actually. I've been saying actual my entire life, and I need to stop. Since I was a little kid, I used to say actual.
Well, actually, you do say that a lot.
Yes, actually. You never do, though. It's the funniest thing.
Oh, I have other flaws.
No. All right, let's make a list. John's flaws.
No.
Number one. What's the biggest flaw is, John?
Not worth mentioning.
Not worth mentioning. Okay, so dismissing any talk of flawage. Okay, number two.
Lying about your flaws.
Lying about number one. Okay. And number three, just to wrap it up.
Ignoring the flaws.
Ignoring flaws. Yes. All seems to be one same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay. Actual memos. We got some here. This goes out to everybody. To clarify any confusion, we do not accept raccoons into our facilities, even if presented by animal control or any of the welfare groups. Please call management if you are being given a hard time about this issue. Okay. I have no idea where this is from, or that they do not accept raccoons. So stop bringing in your raccoons. On Raccoon Day, you can bring your old drugs, you know. Forget that. Now it's raccoons. Turn in your raccoons. Here's another one, then, because that wasn't very good. About this. It goes out to all. A Samsung U.S. cellular flip phone was found in the parking lot last week. It has been encased in snow and ice and run over. This can be claimed at Margaret E.'s desk. Better. Now we're getting at something. I get a lot of goose memos. Apparently a lot of people live in goose areas. Okay. I don't know if they're Russian geese, but they take over areas and they throw out, you know, they take over like city halls and things. And people are afraid of them because they're pretty nasty. We're in a goose area, actually. Not only do they leave all these little cigar-like ash things around everywhere, but they're everywhere. I mean, they really, you know, and they're nasty to you if you walk past them. Very territorial. And I pay taxes for that park, you know. Okay, geese attacks. Wildlife is a daily part of our campus. Unfortunately, there are times when commingling is easier than others. Did they change the subject there all of a sudden? As you enjoy the outdoors, be aware we're entering the nesting stage of our geese population. I hate that stage. During this time, avoiding areas around the pond is advised. Geese are territorial animals, especially during nesting season. During this time, we have the likelihood for an increase in potential attacks. Attacking is the male goose's role, while protecting the female in the nest from perceived threats. I think it has nothing to do with that. That's just the way they are. I've seen them do that when there's like no females or nests, nothing around. Give me this, protecting. Warning signs. If a goose sounds a warning, that is your signal to leave the area. Show no fear. Geese geese are particularly attuned to body language. There's something I didn't know. Geese know body language. I'll give them a little body language next time I see them. And a show of fear may increase the intensity of the attack. Maintain eye contact. Geese have excellent vision and interpret loss of eye contact as an act of fear. How do they know this about what geese are thinking? I defy you to tell me what a goose... I mean, there's no room for brains in a geese's head. Goose's head. Geese, plural, of course. Stay calm, don't yell, or try to hit the male goose. Why? Who would... Come on, who would do that? Try to hit the male goose. Doing so could cause the female to join the attack, and that you don't want. All right, we're talking about the male here.
No.
You don't want...
It's the worst thing that could happen.
Oh, that's the worst thing. Walk slowly backwards if the goose hisses at you, or it spreads its wings. Spreads its wings. Never turn your back on an attacking goose.
Oh,
geez. Oh, many have learned that too late, I'm afraid. If a goose flies at your face, I can't read this, I'm crying. It's so intense. If a goose flies at your face, continue facing the goose. To make it easier, I guess. I mean, you know, if they fly at your face and they see the back of your head instead, they really get pissed off. If a goose flies at your face, continue facing the goose and slowly back away at a 90-degree angle from the goose. So that would be, all right, I'm backing up.
Slowly I turn, right? Step by step.
Shouldn't you really turn your head before backing up? You got to maintain eye contact and make a 90-degree turn.
Because if you're turned, they could be coming right
for
your
head. I can't even do this because I got this back thing going on. You'd have to... Oh, God, I can't do that. I'm going to write this. Who is this guy? Okay. Slowly back away at a 90-degree angle from the goose. How long does this last? Nesting season is mid-March to May. Geese will return to this exact site of the previous year's nest. Hatching, maturing lasts until mid-June to July. Geese will appear in pairs during the nesting season.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what it's all about. A solitary goose typically indicates that a nest is in the vicinity, and he, in quotes for some reason, I don't know why, is a standing guard. During the maturing time, the adult geese do not leave the area. Geese will attack humans while protecting their young. This is getting a little redundant. You're going to be reading this while the goose is attacking your face. I don't know. Oh, I think that's the end of it. Yes. Well, thank you for those memos. They were very helpful. And if that's your flip phone, you don't want it back. Sarah Nix, where can they send all communications?
They can send all communications to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line, all communications. Or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. Or if they are stamp bound, they can mail things to 820.
Stamp bound?
Stamp bound. 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know.
Okay, thanks. And by the way, if you follow on Twitter, I'm at MyFeldman on the Twitter page.
Twitters.
Yeah.